Good morning and welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. It's a pleasure to be with you again. We have an action-packed episode for you today in what is going to be an action-packed few weeks, and we're going to break it all down for you in this episode. Very excited that there is now certainty in regards to the NBA, really leading up to a very, perhaps an unprecedented week. Basically, we'll talk about that in the first segment today, talk about the new dates that are really to know on the NBA calendar leading up to the start of the season on December 22nd. In the second segment, we're going to talk all about trades, not necessarily what trades potentially are out there for the Grizzlies, but in general, how some other teams potentially making trades could impact the Grizzlies next season, as well as some, not really thought of before ways in which the Grizzlies could make trades and potentially gain more valuable assets this year based off what's going on around the NBA. And in the third segment, we'll talk about the great news that came out yesterday. Obviously, the 20th anniversary black uniforms that are out there, they were modeled by Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark. And we'll talk about a little bit about that and in general the 20th anniversary of the Grizzlies being in Memphis in the third segment. You can follow the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC. You can also find the podcast wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, the podcast app on your iPhone, wherever you choose to listen. And my name's Sean Coleman. If you want one stop to put onto your podcast listening calendar, that would be Locked On Grizzlies. We will have daily perspectives, at least during the week, daily perspectives on all that's going on. And as I mentioned, there's going to be plenty going on here over the next 10 to 14 days. And that's not an exaggeration. Legitimately, over the next 10 to 14 days, you're going to see major, major impacts. I know that I've mentioned you're probably not going to see as many big names moved as you would during a regular NBA season or offseason, but because they're going to happen in such a short time frame, it's likely going to feel like it's an NBA offseason. And the way to describe it is easily this. Next week, there are three important days. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Monday, you can trade folks. On Wednesday, you can draft folks. And on Friday, you can sign folks. Now, we're going to get into it a little bit more than that, but that's basically how quickly things are going to move. So the NBA, over the past few days, they have finally agreed to the fact that December 22nd is going to be the date that the season is going to start. It's going to be a 72-game schedule for a couple of reasons. Number one, being able to go from December to basically late June should allow for players that want to be involved in the Olympics, who want to represent their countries in the Olympics. That is one of the goals, is to allow for them to do that since the Olympics has been moved back like everything else was due to the coronavirus. The other big thing is that going from December to basically late June, that should allow for the NBA to basically be right back very close to its normal trajectory. And every other year, you typically see the NBA Finals end in mid-June with the draft around the 20th of June and then free agency starting, July 1st. Well, while that may be a little bit off going into next offseason, it at least will be close enough to where then for the 2021-2022 season, the NBA could be right back on schedule, and it's only been thrown off kind of for two seasons as far as the impact of COVID-19. So those are the two main reasons why we're looking at a 72-game schedule. Now, with the lead up to that, that means that December 22nd is going to be the start of the season. The NBA has targeted December 1st as being a day to really get training camps going. Typically, we'd be looking at September and October, basically 2 months, August and September. Basically, you'd be looking at about 10 weeks of a difference before the flurry of free agency and the draft to the start of the season. Well, now we're going to get 3 weeks. And so from December 1st through December 22nd, that basically has been earmarked as training camp areas for NBA teams. So because of that, the month of November is going to be very, very exciting. Like I had mentioned, basically on Sunday into Monday, you're going to see the trade block. Right now, there's a limit on trades being able to happen, although there are rumors out there. Again, we'll get to that, in a minute. But when it comes to the block that's on trades, that's going to be lifted on Monday. So on Monday, you could start to see some big names being traded, potentially some teams that may make a playoff push, potentially some teams that are looking to potentially get rid of contracts, teams that are looking to gain contracts to have more room for the 2021, free agency frenzy that likely is going to be out there. There's a lot of different reasons in which teams can make moves. So on Monday, you're going to see teams be able to trade. On Wednesday, this is the date that's basically been in place for a while. Obviously, is the 2020 NBA draft, which is going to be on November 18th. Again, in the second segment of today's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about the draft. There does seem to be more movement. I've talked a little bit about how the top teams in the draft may have a little bit leverage. They may have a little less leverage than previously thought to move out of their positions, but you could see a lot of movement from teams getting up into the lottery, and you also could see several contenders and teams with second-round picks who are willing to move off those picks as well. For an opportunistic team like the Grizzlies, that could mean that they could make moves in the draft, and we'll discuss that in a bit. And then on Friday, a week from Friday, at 6 o'clock p.m., that's when free agency starts. And of course, you know, even though teams are not able to actually sign players until midnight of November 22nd, which will be a week from this upcoming Sunday, we always know basically next Friday, November 20th at 6 p.m., that's going to be like any other July 1st. You're going to start seeing rumors of where some players may go. You're going to start seeing rumors of where some players may not go. And so that's really when you're going to start seeing a lot of these names that are out there. Though it's not that big of a free agency compared to other years, you're still going to see plenty of movement out there in terms of what the, you know, Grizzlies and other teams may do. Of course, with the Grizzlies, basically what it comes down to next week is that on Monday, you know, could you see a minor move to where, you know, they maybe trade a Kyle Anderson or trade a Gorgie Dang for whatever, you know, assets may be out there. You could see that. You also could see in free agency, obviously, we'll get the big answer to where DeAnthony Melton's going to go, you know, if he stays here. It seems likely that the Grizzlies are going to do all that they can to retain him, but you'll likely see that answer next weekend. And then, of course, in the draft, it'll be interesting to see as well. But the one thing to remember when it comes to the Grizzlies is another big news nugget that came out this week in regard that, you know, was good for teams, but also kind of painted a picture as to why this offseason, despite there being plenty of action going on, why it may still be a bit quiet on Memphis's end. When it came to the questions about the cap, the budget, the cap number, and all that different stuff, as far as what numbers teams need to focus on when it comes to putting their rosters together and their cap space, the numbers stay the same from last year. It's a little over $109,000 is the cap limit, and then $132,000 is basically the luxury tax. That means if you go over that $132 million, you're basically going to have to start paying taxes from future years. Now, the Grizzlies right now stand at $113 million. If you look at their active roster, you'll see the number be around $100 million, so you think they may have a little bit of cap space. However, when they did the trade with Miami that brought in Justice Winslow, there was an extra year on Deion Waiters' contract that they just ate. They ate dead money, and they are still paying that. So right now, the Grizzlies stand at owing about $113 million out to players either on the roster or in dead money. While that doesn't put them anywhere near the luxury tax, it does mean that if they're going to do any type of trades, they're going to have to match salary, and there's not really a lot of room for free agent signings unless, you know, for instance, they go the restricted free agent route and they sign DeAnthony Melton, or perhaps use one of their exceptions that are out there. So the general reason as to why the Grizzlies, a couple reasons why they may not be as active this year as they were last year, is number one, they want to give more time to see all the activity that they did last year. They want to give it time to develop more and see what truly is there as far as the roster in place now. But also, through that, there is a lot less cap space for them to use, so not as much flexibility. Not saying they're going to be that quiet, not saying multiple moves could be made, but to the extent or to the level in terms of involving the amount of talents like Mike Conley and, you know, DeAnthony Melton that were there last year, I would anticipate there's probably not going to be that much movement as there was then. However, there could potentially still be some movement, and not only for the Grizzlies that could impact their season next year, but there also could be plenty of movement by other teams that could really impact the Grizzlies' playoff chances next year, both for the good and the bad. Coming up, I'll explain how some of the bigger names out there rumored to be on the move could really impact the Grizzlies' 2020-2021 season. But another thing that I'll tell you that will impact your day for a positive, for sure, is Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It legitimately is a source of great taste and great health benefit to your day, and it's very versatile. You could have it in the morning, you could have it in the evening, you could even have it in the afternoon when you're listening to your favorite podcast network show, or before and after a workout. And the great thing about it is that it's not just one taste that you have to get used to. If you go to BuiltBar.com, there's a wide assortment of tastes that you really can enjoy anytime that you want. If you go to BuiltBar.com also, you can use the promo code LOCKEDON and get 20% off your first order of Built Bar. That's 20% off your next order of Built Bar through BuiltBar.com. And I can tell you this, if you add Built Bar to your day, you're going to consistently order it from now on because you're going to want to keep it a part of your day. Again, go to BuiltBar.com and put in the promo code LOCKEDON and get 20% off your next order of Built Bar. Here at both Locked On Grizzlies and the Locked On Network, we've got some exciting things going on leading up to the NBA Draft. In terms of the Locked On NBA Network, the NBA Draft is days away, and the Locked On NBA Podcast is mock drafting every first-round pick. Listen to the Locked On NBA Podcast every day leading up to the draft to hear projections of each pick, an expert analysis from Chad Ford, The Athletic's John Hollinger, and Sports Illustrated's Jeremy Wu. Catch the feed to catch up on past shows, and don't miss a pick. Subscribe to Locked On NBA today wherever you get your podcast. So basically, we want to remind you, I've done several prospect profiles, got a few more in there of picks that make sense for the Grizzlies at 40. Make sure you listen to all of those to really get some insight on reasons as to why several players may make sense for the Grizzlies at number 40. But also, make sure you subscribe to the Locked On NBA Podcast Network show itself to really get awesome analysis leading up to the NBA draft. I know Memphis fans love the NBA in general, and also there are a few Memphis Tigers, James Wyvern and Precious Achiuwa, who are in the mix to potentially be in the lottery, but they're definitely going to get picked, obviously, early on in the first round. So those players and others, a lot of other teams could really, really impact their present and futures, including teams that the Grizzlies are going to be facing in the Southwest Division and, you know, around the NBA. So there's a lot of intrigue, really, with this year's NBA draft. Make sure you checked out the Locked On NBA podcast show to get the latest news and analysis, as well as the mock draft, to get all the analysis on why certain picks make sense for teams and what really to look forward coming Wednesday night. But of course, here at Locked On Grizzlies, I know that y'all love to hear my voice. I love to hear my voice. I'm kidding. But we always want to get different perspectives, and some great shows coming up here in the near future. Later on today, I'll actually have one half of the great combination of Memphis Grizzlies voices at Sports 56, Peter Edmondson and Anthony Sain. I'll have Anthony Sain on the show. Really excited to have caught up with Anthony Sain. He's got a lot of things going on. Obviously well known in the Memphis circles for his analysis on the Grizzlies and sports in general. A very passionate Memphian. It was great to catch up with him. Some great insight from him as well. So I'll be releasing that show later on today. And then next week, you know, a few weeks ago, I did a series in which we talked about, you know, different rivals of the Grizzlies. We caught up with the Pelicans, the Rockets, and the Spurs. Well, I'm going to have Lauren Gunn. She's a writer for Mavs Moneyball over at SB Nation, also one part of the Blue Hardwood podcast that covers the Mavericks. She's going to be joining me talking about the Mavericks, another rival of the Grizzlies, looking at what they can do with the NBA draft, kind of where their offseason is. And obviously, we'll discuss what's going forward with Luka. Some really exciting shows, both at Locked On Grizzlies and the Locked On NBA Podcast Network. Hope you certainly check them out. So, we talked about in the first segment all that's going on as far as now we've got some certainty going on as far as the NBA offseason calendar and how next week's going to be exciting. Well, with that certainty starts the rumor mill, and we're starting to see some really big names, even to an extent bigger than we had thought. Now, obviously, the first domino to fall was talking about, Chris Paul, you know, potentially going, you know, we thought he may go to Philadelphia, we thought he may go to the Bucks. Well, now, obviously, the Suns have kind of come out of nowhere and really emerged as a potential destination. It could just be a rumor. It could have just been a phone conversation that somebody got a hold of and Brian Windhorst of ESPN talked about. But obviously, there are some common sense approaches there that make sense for the Suns to go after Paul. Tom Ziller, who writes Good Morning Basketball, if you have not checked it out, there were some experts on Twitter. He really hinted at this in one of his Good Morning Basketball pieces a little bit ago. I encourage you to read it. It makes a lot of sense for the Suns. But the thing is that we're not going to break down those trades for other teams. But with Chris Paul being involved in trades, you've got Jrue Holiday talking about him maybe going to Denver, maybe Brooklyn. You've seen Atlanta emerge. And now the emergence of Russell Westbrook. The big reason why these names are relevant to the Grizzlies. I know there's been a little bit of speculation out there that the Grizzlies could make sense as far as Westbrook or Harden goes. I won't get into all that because I think it's far-fetched. But more importantly, it's that several of these teams that are looking to trade these players away, these are very good, very impactful players that New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and Houston are looking to trade away. Well, if they trade these teams away, naturally, it could impact their playoff opportunities next year. Now, I think Houston still remains a playoff team because they've got Harden. Certainly, New Orleans still remains a playoff team, especially if they get an intriguing young player, you know, in a trade for Jrue Holiday. Oklahoma City probably becomes less of a threat because they're clearly in rebuilding, but if they trade him to the Suns, well, now you've got the Suns who have emerged as a playoff contender. Well, that's the reason why to watch all these trades. You know, I've talked about before when it came to the Grizzlies playoff run last year, a big part of that was because of injuries that had occurred to Portland, that occurred to Golden State, that occurred to New Orleans. Well, you now have some teams that are coming back up who are going to be true playoff contenders. If the Suns get Paul, they're certainly there. Portland should be right back in the mix with good health. Golden State obviously will be back in the mix with good health. Minnesota, if they get their number one pick or if they wind up trading their number one pick, they could become a potential playoff contender. So the thing about it is this, is that it doesn't necessarily change the fact that there's likely going to be 10 to 11 legitimate playoff or 10 to 11 teams in the Western Conference legitimately making playoff pushes. But it'll be interesting to see that right now it's really hard to determine who those teams are going to be. But because of all the moves that these teams potentially could make, one thing that could help out the Grizzlies is continuity. And we've talked about it. We've talked about this roster likely is going to be in place for another 1 to 2 years, the majority of it at least, because a lot of the players who are high rotation pieces in Memphis are on multiple-year contracts. Well, that continuity really could play into their favor. So once these moves start to be made, the big thing is that you're going to see a lot of Western Conference teams, especially Western Conference teams that are going to be towards the bottom four in the playoffs or that are right outside of the playoffs last year looking to make a push, you're going to see many of them looking different than they did at the end of the 2019-2020 season. And therefore, they're going to take time to gel and really get things going forward. And so if Memphis can especially start off the season pretty fast, especially if their season starts out with many games within their division, if the NBA decides to keep travel kind of, you know, as small as possible, keep it regional. If the Grizzlies could get off to a fast start as other teams try to gel at the beginning of next season, and especially if it's in the division, that could really help out their playoff chances. On the flip side, if you see teams like the Golden State, or if you see teams like Minnesota really hit on their picks, well then those teams become legitimate playoff contenders. We already know Golden State's going to be that way, but if Minnesota hits on their picks, or if the Spurs, or the Pelicans, or the Suns, or the Kings hit on their picks late in the lottery, or they make trades that really do impact, that allow for them to bring in an intriguing player, you could see a lot of changes going on that could make the playoff race, you know, really different next season going forward. Again, it doesn't change in terms of the general sense. The same number of teams are likely going to be there, but the big names like Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Jrue Holiday, even Buddy Hield, and others, those are names that if they go from their current team to another team, really could change multiple teams' fortunes. So while the overall number of teams vying for playoff spots in the Western Conference may not change that much, it'll be very interesting to see which teams fill those roles. It's something really interesting for Grizzlies fans to watch, because depending on who fills those roles as being, you know, legitimate 7th or 8th place playoff contenders this season, how long does it take for them to gel and really get their run going, and how much does it benefit the Grizzlies for having their continuity in place to potentially make another playoff run? That'll be interesting to see. That's one side of the coin. The other side is that if you sit here and you have 9 or 10 of these teams really improve, then one other thing that could be on the wall early is that the Grizzlies, despite them improving as a team, it may become clear that it's just going to be harder for them to make the playoffs. So a lot of the movement that's going around the NBA is likely going to directly affect several teams that are going to be in that playoff mix with the Grizzlies. So it'll be very interesting to see not only what teams trade big names, but what teams gain those big names and how it changed the playoff outlooks for teams next season. While trades like that are happening with teams outside of the Grizzlies, another interesting tidbit that we're starting to see as far as the NBA draft goes, is that some contenders are potentially looking to move out of the first round, whether that be for assets, future picks, whatever it may be. But Jeremy Wu, for instance, of Sports Illustrated and a few other draft experts from different sites, they've started to hint at the fact that we really could see a lot of movement, not necessarily in the lottery so much. There are some teams like Atlanta, potentially Detroit, Dallas moving up, Boston moving up, those type of things could happen. But at the end of the first round, you could see several picks that are traded out for whatever reason may be. The reason why that's important to remember is because the Grizzlies, having an opportunistic front office, there are some intriguing talents that you could see still there in the mid-20s, mid to late 20s. If the Grizzlies decided that there's a player they just love and they really think could be a big part of their future, you may see them package perhaps their 40th pick with one or two first-rounders. I don't really know if using a first-rounder from a future NBA draft to try to move up in this draft makes that much sense unless it's heavily protected, but you could see Memphis move up in this draft to pick a player that they really like if there's one that they love that falls in a range that makes sense. So I do think that as rumors continue to grow, that you're seeing contenders perhaps ready to move out of those first round picks or even some of those second round picks after number 40, you know, easily being bought out where you could get like a Sam Merrill or a Marcus Howard or a Grant Riller or somebody like that. Those type of moves you could see the Grizzlies make. I do think that the odds of the Grizzlies either trading up to get a better prospect or potentially coming out of this draft with multiple prospects, I do think those odds are likely a bit more than they were even a week ago. And as we hear more and more about a lot of potential moves being in place, I think the Grizzlies may be opportunistic to find some developmental talents in this draft. But the great thing about it is that the reason why we're so excited about this offseason is because of the front office and the coaching staff that's in place. We've been fans of the Grizzlies for 20 years now, and it's amazing to see how exciting we are with the front office and coaching staff that's been in place for less than 2 years. It seems like the confidence in them is higher than it ever has been. Well, I can tell you another area that I have a lot of confidence in, and that is the Grizzlies on the business side and their marketing plans. Obviously, I'm referencing the news that came out yesterday of the 20th anniversary logo and uniforms. Coming up, I'm going to discuss that and why the Grizzlies continue to hit home runs with their business decisions as much as they do with their basketball decisions. So yesterday, you saw the very well put together video that came out talking about the Grizzlies' 20th anniversary that's coming up in the 2020-2021 NBA season. It will be their 20th season in Memphis. Of course, this past season with the Grizz next gen and the complete roster turnover that happened in the summer, there was a lot of excitement about Memphis, especially with Ja Morant, Brandon Clark, the development of Jaren Jackson Jr. and others. That was certainly there. Well, the Grizzlies did not just let their roster take advantage of the opportunity by good coaching and development and whatever have you. The business marketing team, the general business decisions, the marketing, you know, the general overall ability to build the brand that is the Memphis Grizzlies, getting past the grit and grind era and coming into a new era with the new brand of basketball, Jason Wexler and others have done a marvelous job of capitalizing on it. Their design, from their half-court designs, which was described by many as being the best half-court logo in the NBA, the Vancouver logo from the Grizzlies past, to their old Vancouver treads last year, the Grizzlies were continuously a talked-about and must-see team when they had those jerseys on display. I know there were some issues with trying to get those jerseys out to fans because they were in such high demand, and obviously what's going on with COVID, but the fact that they were merely talked about, the fact that they were merely, you know, they were so positively reviewed is a big boon for Memphis as it continues to try to become a brand. You know, we talk about all the time how this team has more potential, we feel, than any other core that this Grizzlies team has had. How Ja Morant potentially is not only a talent that we've never had before in this franchise, but also a potential individual brand that we never had before in this franchise. There's never been a more popular player than Ja Morant, or a player who has the potential for the outreach that he has, the impact that he has on so many different levels, on high schoolers coming up in the area, around the nation, going to different schools. You see John Morant reaching out to them, talking with them. Those players also referencing him. His relationship with musicians and other personalities that are out there outside of the game of basketball. It is really amazing to see the outreach that John Morant's brand already has, and it will continue to have as it grows. Well, the Grizzlies are the same way. Not necessarily to Ja. Yes, a big reason is because of Ja, but also in general, it's the fact that the Grizzlies keep hitting home runs. They did such a good job marketing and, you know, frequently using their old jerseys from their Vancouver days, and now they're putting on display the away jerseys that were there in our inaugural season in Memphis. Both Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark were displaying the black jerseys with the wonderful and very aggressive Grizzlies shorts logo. I think that that's something that's not talked about enough, is that not only are the Grizzlies uniforms probably some of the best nostalgic uniforms in the NBA over the past 30 years, but those shorts are awesome. Like, I have a pair myself, and the design is just impeccable. It is amazing how detailed the design is. But those black jerseys, I honestly like them better than last year's jerseys. I strongly feel that I'm going to go after a Brandon Clark one. There are speculation that some of those jerseys are going to be hard to get initially, just because things are still really delayed with the pandemic and manufacturing delays and things such as that. But just in general, from the logos that are made, also the 20th anniversary logo, absolutely wonderful as well. It's a rare logo where you've got a lot going on, but it's so clear and it's so detailed and it's so simple to see that it works. And so in general, I just think that something that definitely needs to, you know, be highlighted and deserves recognition is that as good as the Grizzlies are at getting the decisions right on the basketball end, from the coaching staff to the front office to putting the roster together as they have over the past 2 years, the Memphis Grizzlies' business decisions, their marketing decisions, building the Grizzlies brand, they have continued to hit on it. They already had a great product to work with because the uniforms, during the first 5 to 6 years of the Grizzlies in Vancouver and when they were first in Memphis, they are already highly thought of. But the way that they have featured them, the way that they put them on display, the way that they have use their young core now to really market them have all been great business decisions. So hats off to Jason Wexler, just in general, of continuing to make just as good of decisions off the court as the Grizzlies are making on the court, and continuing to build this Grizzlies brand that we all can be proud to support and, you know, really be fans of. And especially with the recent deal with FanDuel, you're starting to see there being, you know, direct, you know, benefits coming from not only the Grizzlies roster, but the good business decisions that are being made. The Grizzlies are starting to become a better and better a brand that has staying power and a relevant brand in today's NBA. It's really exciting to see what all can come from this. And I know, especially just like we enjoyed the uniforms and the logos from last year, I imagine we're going to continue to enjoy them this year. And make sure you're on the lookout when those jerseys go on sale, because I know that those jerseys are going to be just as highly sought after as the jerseys from last year. Again, you can find the show at Locked On Grizzlies, myself at StatsSAC, the show wherever podcasts are available. Look out for the Anthony Saint interview coming up later on today. Really excited to talk with him. A lot of great stuff. And then, of course, you know, getting back to the grind of things tomorrow, we'll talk about a few more prospects. And obviously next week we'll have plenty to discuss as news comes out. There will likely be special episodes, maybe not as long as normal episodes, but special episodes coming up over the weekend or during next week if any big Grizzlies news breaks. Again, that's why you should follow us at all times, and make sure you make a part of your day available for the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. We'll have daily perspectives at all that goes on. My name's Sean Coleman. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.